For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano. After last year's COVID-19 cancellations, the NCAA basketball tournaments are back, and one women's team in the Mountain West is making history. The Wyoming Cowgirls just won their first ever Mountain West tournament championship. That's the Cowgirls basketball team during their post-game celebration in the locker room.
We won. We get to hang a banner in our gym like we did it.
Quinn Weideman has been a basketball player since elementary school. She remembers playing in the YMCA league as a 9 or a 10-year-old.
It wasn't like a tryout or anything. It was everyone play. There was a bunch of kids on the team.
And now she's a skilled collegiate player with the Cowgirls. Her team beat the University of Las Vegas in the first round, but they still have to face Boise State in the second round. That women's basketball program has dominated the Mountain West tournament for the last several years, winning 4 championships in a row.
I was very nervous. And then after we got past them, I was just kind of like, okay, like we got this. This is our time.
Then it was on to defeating Fresno State for the Mountain West title.
We might not have the best individual players, but the way that we play as a team, I think just propelled us to make it to the championship game and then end up winning.
Wyoming played an intense defensive game, which forced Fresno State out of its comfort zone on offense. And that win means the Cowgirls now have an automatic spot in the single elimination national tournament, aka March Madness.
The big thing is that you know you get to put on that uniform one more time.
That's Heather Ezell, the Cowgirls associate head coach. Ezell played college ball and made it to the national tournament back in 2009. Her team didn't win back then, but they did make it to the top 8.
You get to walk out with your teammates and play the game you love one more time. You know, I still talk to teammates, and that's what we talk about. Hey, those memories behind the scenes, you know, in the locker room, in the hotels, all that is just what it's all about.
And now she gets to do it all again, but this time as the coach.
You're so proud for these kids, everything they've done. You're so happy for them because they're the ones out there competing. And yeah, we put a game plan, but they're the ones that have to do it.
And it's been an especially tough year.
Dealing with COVID and the uncertainty of every game.
That's Cowgirl Tommy Olson.
Getting tested in the morning 3 times a week and then making sure that everything is taken care of, going to practice, going home, going to school.
She says this moment is special because of all the sacrifices she, along with her teammates, made over the last year. The coaches knew this would be a tough season, so to help motivate the team, the staff surprised the players with personalized videos from their family members.
Hey, Tom, this is Mom.
This is Dad.
Hey, we just want to wish you and the rest of the Cowgirls the best of luck this season. You've been working since March.
That's Tommy's mom and dad. And get this, her mom also played basketball for Wyoming. Tommy says it's been exciting to compare her and her mom's basketball experiences.
Our game is similar. She was like always super active on defense. And so I feel like I kind of get that from her.
Gerald Mattinson is the team's head coach. He's been working with the women's basketball program for nearly a decade.
I think you see a league, a conference that values women's sports, women's basketball.
And he's noticing a change in player development.
I've seen a more competitive base in the women's side. You know, you're starting to see teams who, we're allowed 15 scholarships. You're getting 15 good players that can compete for positions.
He says this is because girls have more options to play in different club leagues now and can refine their skills at a younger age. On Monday, the Cowgirls hosted a watch party to listen to the official national selection show on national TV to see who they're up against.
Welcome to the NCAA Women's Selection Special.
We've got UCLA taking on Wyoming.
Now Mattinson's team of competitive women will head to the national championship.
You know, we'll defend, we'll play really, really hard. But everything else, you know, breathe it all in, take it all in.
Mattinson says he really hopes his players will remember this moment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.